And I believe I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, and how are you?
I'm doing good.
As they say, Gmar Chatima Tova.
Gmar Chatima to you too and to all our listeners.
That's right. This is one of the things we say in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
On those 10 days of Ta'anit.
That's right. 10 days of reflection, of repentance, of Asarat Yemei Teshuvah. So it gives us the opportunity that we take whatever we were having, all the spiritual energy of Rosh Hashanah, and we funnel it into these days to make sure that we're ready for the holiest day coming up on Tuesday, which is Yom Kippur. So, what is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year when we are closest to God and to the essence of our neshama, essence of our soul. And also Yom Kippur means the Day of Atonement. As the verse states, for on this day he will forgive you, to purify you, that you be cleansed from all your sins before God. So when is Yom Kippur this year? Yom Kippur this year is Tuesday, October 8th at night, after nightfall, until Wednesday, October 9th. So basically, if you think about it, what is the concept of Yom Kippur? It's, you know, nearly 26 hours, we afflict our souls, we abstain from food and drink, we do not wear leather footwear, and instead, we spend the day in synagogue praying for forgiveness. Now, what I wanted to talk about a little bit today is the difference between a blessing, a bracha, and prayer, and tefillah, and also to go on a little bit into how Yom Kippur is observed. So everyone knows a bracha is a blessing where we say, you know, Baruch Atash Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Olam, we're praising the ultimate Lord, so on and so forth, for giving us whatever we're about. The prayer is more, we pray that this should happen, and this should be, and we should be well and healthy, and so on and so forth. It's not really a blessing. So a concept of a blessing is to draw down the blessing from above onto the recipient, helping it to be revealed in actuality. Because we know up there already, it's already in the card. We're not creating anything new. We're merely drawing down all the spiritual energy, what already exists above, to bring it down to us. That's the idea of something that's from a potential to bring it down into actuality, to reality. That's what a blessing is. We're blessing on something that already is there. For example, you know, when someone, God forbid, gets injured and is really, really sick and really, really bad, when he comes out of that and he's better or she's better, we make the bracha, the blessing of Hagomel, where we're thanking God for bestowing upon me, the person doing it, the miracle of being saved, healthy, so on and so forth. So the blessing is already on there, already on something that is existing, and now we're making it, and we're blessing that the rest of those blessings that are up above should come down into reality. Now, what's the difference between a prayer? Prayer is, for example, we all said on Rosh Hashanah, Yihi Ratzon Shetechadesh Aleinu Shana Tova Metuka, that we ask God that it should be the will of God, that we should be inscribed in a good and healthy year. When we say, Yihi Ratzon, may it be God's will, we ask God to create a new will, to cause a new reality that did not exist before. It was not in the cards. We ask God to change his plan and his heavenly decree, which is a creation of completely new reality. And we're asking that concept, that idea, the new aspect, should be granted to us as individual people. And that's the difference between a blessing and a prayer. And therefore, when a person goes to the synagogue, goes to shul, and he prays on Yom Kippur, people ask and say, well, why should I go and pray on Yom Kippur? God has already decided everything that's going to happen in my life. God is making that everything is going to be there. So, what by me praying, what's going to happen? It's already destined to happen. And the answer is that when you're going to synagogue and praying, you're not blessing. We don't say you're going to synagogue to bless. You say that you're going to synagogue to pray, to tefillah. Because we have that potential to sway, to change what God has already set up for us for something different, for something better, for the good. Now, when a person makes a blessing, a bracha, there is no kavana. What does kavana mean? Sorry?
Meaning.
Yeah, meaning, correct. There's no intention. I don't need to think exactly what I am saying. I make a blessing on a fruit. Very nice, good. I ate the fruit. I don't need to understand and say, know exactly what I'm saying to bring down that spirituality, that reality. Articulating the blessing is enough to draw it down. However, when it comes to prayer, kavana, the heart, the feeling, the meaning in prayer is crucial and necessary in awakening within God the desire to create a new will and reality. And so the next time coming, well, not even the next time, very soon, coming Yom Kippur. So when you go to synagogue, don't just go and use it as a blessing. Bless you, so and so. Go and do something, pray. Have the intention, have the kavanah, have the right mode. And with that, you will change a huge aspect, and you can even create a whole new will that God wants us to do. Now, one of the things also is on Yom Kippur, it's very, very important to give charity. And we know the difference between charity and tzedakah. Charity in Hebrew, the Hebrew for charity is not tzedakah. It's chesed.
Chesed.
Kindness. And these two words have really opposite meaning. Because chesed, kindness, charity implies that the recipient has no right to the gift, and the donor is under no obligation to give it. He gives it graciously from the goodness of his heart. His act is a virtue rather than a duty. Now, on the other hand, tzedakah means righteousness or justice. And the implication is that the donor gives because it is his duty. Because for firstly, everything in the world belongs ultimately to God. And a man's possessions are not his by right. Rather, they are entrusted to him by God. And one of the conditions of that trust is that he should give to those who are in need. So charity is chesed. You're giving it from the goodness of my heart. It's not a duty. I want to do it. So when you give tzedakah, don't say, well, I'm giving charity because... No, you're giving charity because you want to give charity. You're going to go and help a elderly person because you want to, out of the goodness of your heart. Not because what people are going to say, oh, wow, look at this individual person. He's so amazing. He goes around and he drives people and he helps people. That's tzedakah. That's not charity. So the next time we give something now, especially for Yom Kippur, it's customary to give charity. But give charity with the goodness of your heart. Not because you're obligated, not because you have to. And then we'll close with a few laws of Yom Kippur that we have to adhere to. Obviously there's no eating or drinking, wearing leather footwear, bathing or washing, you know, applying an excessive amount of ointments, lotions, and creams. And the reason all this is because we are compared to angels, and we have no physical needs. And one of the which a lot of people don't necessarily know, it is customary not to wear gold jewelry on Yom Kippur. And the reason for that is because gold reminds us of the sin of the golden calf, the Chetah Egel. And on this day, the day when we were forgiven from that terrible sin, we do not want to remind the prosecutor, which obviously is Satan, of our past sin. So, a few things that we do as preparation for Yom Kippur. We have a big meal before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not a sad day. It's supposed to be Yom Kippurim. It's like Purim. We want to be able to be joyful in this day, but also being asking God to make sure and forgiving us and making sure that we are going to be inscribed in the book of life for health, for happiness, for everything that we as individuals need in our lives. And I want to wish everyone that God should give everyone a good year, a healthy year, a year filled with sealed life, happiness, peace, peace in Israel, peace in the world, and that whatever our hearts desire, God will, and we will change the will if it's not as much, that this year we will have an incredible, wonderful year.
Amen.
And so that's that. So next time we talk, which will be next Thursday, we'll talk about Sukkot already.
Yeah.
We're going from one to the other. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's the Shrei.
That's right. It's a beautiful month of the holiday.
So, Rabbi, I want to wish you Chatima Tova.
You too.
And you want to talk about services in the home?
Absolutely. We have services, which is Yom Kippur. We have the Kol Nidre, which is the Tuesday night, for the highlights and holiest parts of Yom Kippur. We usher in the Yom Kippur. So we'll have Kol Nidre services at 6:45 p.m., which is on Tuesday. Well, let's back up. 6:45 Friday evening, we have service this Friday evening. Shabbat morning is 9:30. Then we have Sunday morning at 8:30, Monday morning at 7:15, and then we have Tuesday evening, which is Yom Kippur Kol Nidre, at 6:45. Yom Kippur Day, October 9th, we have service at 9 o'clock with Yizkor service, which is in between. We have Mincha service at 5:30, Ne'ilah service, the culminating as part of Yom Kippur, at 6:45 on Wednesday, October 9th, and then we have a big break to fast right after that. So everyone's invited to that. So, a lot of things going on.
Good, Rabbi. I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too.
And Chatima Tova again, and we'll talk next year.
Yep, absolutely.
Next year. Okay, next week.
Yeah, next week. We're already in next year.
Yeah, we started the year. Thank you
again.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Be well. Shabbat Shalom and Shana Tova.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.